Jesus Christ, you are wonderful. You truly are wonderful. Father, I thank you for giving your Son the best of you to us, for our daily bread, for our daily food, to be our King, to be our Shepherd, to be our Lord, to be our friend, to be our guide, to be our help, to be our Savior, to be our Lamb, to be our everything. God, you truly know how to give good things to your people. And I pray that anyone listening would receive the gift of Jesus Christ today, right now, living in them, Lord, that they would know that you are a God who wants to be personal and have to have your will done every single day, Lord. So, Lord Jesus, I worship you and I thank you for all that you've given. In your name, amen. Hello, this is Michael Ryan. Welcome to Knowing Jesus. If you're interested in subscribing to these booze, you can go to Michael Ryan's Booze and any iTunes search query, and that should get you to me. You can also go to letsworshipjesus.com and just see a whole lot of good stuff about Jesus and how he impacts our personal world and things that go on in our hearts. And you also find the Knowing Jesus podcast there. So let's just jump right in. We're going to be in Revelation chapter 2. let's start from the beginning. To the angel of the church in Ephesus, the one who holds the seven stars in his right hand, the one who walks among the seven golden lampstands, this is Jesus Christ, by the way, friends, says this, I know your deeds and your toil and perseverance, and that you cannot tolerate evil men, and you put to the test those who call themselves apostles, and they are not. And you found them and to be false. And you have perseverance and have endured for my name's sake and have not grown weary. Sounds like a good testimony coming from Jesus Christ the Lord, right? I mean, look at this. This is Jesus Christ who is powerful, omniscient, omnipotent, and he dwells among his church. And he's saying to this church, I know your deeds. I know them. And I know how hard you work and how hard you persevere. And I know that you can't stand wickedness. You're not enjoying and rejoicing in wickedness. You hate wickedness. And you test people. You go to the scriptures and you test people for whether they're false apostles or not. And I mean, this is a good testimony to have. I mean, this is, you know, these are people who are laboring for God. They're laboring for Jesus Christ. They're in the Word, trying to do the right thing, trying to expose evil. They hate evil. They're persevering and they're serving, and they're not growing weary in their serving. But check this out, verse 4. But I have this against you, that you have left your first love. Therefore, remember from where you have fallen and repent and do the deeds you did at first, or else I am coming to you and remove your lampstand out of its place unless you repent. It's like, whoa. All right. So God is over here saying these good things, these good reports. He's saying, I know your deeds. I know your deeds. I know the good things you do. I know that you've persevered. And he didn't say that's amazing, actually. He just says, I know what you do. But he jumps right to the point, but I have this against you. It's almost as if Jesus can't even enjoy those good things. Friends, listen to these good things again. Good deeds, laboring, being persevering, hating evil, looking at the Bible and distinguishing truth from false, right? Truth from falsehood, persevering and serving. And here's Jesus Christ. He's not able to fully enjoy that. Why? Because they left their first love. They left their first love. And what's his advice to them? Repent, man. Remember where you came from and repent, or I will move your lampstand. I'll take you out. I believe that the first love is just a simplicity and purity of devotion to Jesus Christ. It's your devotional relationship to Jesus Christ. Can I tell you something, friends? God is not interested in your good deeds. He already has done the good deeds. God's not interested in your best effort. He's already given the best effort. He's not interested in anything else except a sincere relationship with you. With you. Jesus loves you. Go back to your first love. Have you left your first love? Have you been focused on every other thing except Jesus Christ, the person who saved you, who came down from heaven and died on a cross, became flesh and blood so that you can be his brethren, was tortured, crucified, all on your behalf, the person who gave up everything, his breath, his blood, his sweat, his tears, everything for you? Have you forgotten that? Have you been focusing on other things? Have you been making your life about things that aren't Jesus Christ? Even if they're good things, like opening up the Bible and having a Bible study, like serving God, like hating evil, those are good things, but have you made it about that instead of just Jesus Christ? Friends, I mean, I really don't have a long message to say, but just go back to your first love. It says that you left it. You haven't lost it. You should know exactly where it's at. It's at the cross, friends. Go back to the cross. Go back to getting on your knees and praising Jesus Christ, thanking him for what he did. Go back to repenting. You're not good. You're not great. You're not important. He is. Repent to the Lord that you've made your agenda, you've made your life, you've made your needs important. You've made your goodness important. You've made your wickedness and your imperfections important. Step aside and allow Jesus Christ to reign in you. Beg him for forgiveness and just rest in the Lord Jesus Christ. And guess what? Do this every day, all day throughout the day, friends. All day long. Be united with your first love, and that's Jesus Christ. You know, I mean, he says, if you don't do it, I'm going to come back and take your lampstand out of its place. I mean, I've talked about this before. One of the scariest things that Jesus said is, many people will say to me in the last day, Lord, Lord, and I will say to you, I never knew you. I'll say to you, I never knew you. Because, friends, it's about a relationship with Jesus Christ. These people went on to say, look at all the spiritual things that I've done. Look at all the spiritual things that I've done. Some people may say, man, I'm not even doing spiritual things. I'm doing carnal things. Well, even more so. Even more so, Jesus is concerned about knowing you and you knowing him. That's what he's most concerned about. He's concerned about your personal develop your personal devotional with him, your personal prayer life. I believe that your prayer life with Jesus Christ is the most important and valuable part of your relationship with him. And that's what he wants. He wants that communication open. He wants to be able to sow and to speak into you and to motivate you and to move you and to empower you, to restore you, to revive you, to encourage you in his name, with his strength. Open your heart up to Jesus Christ working and living in you. Believe that he's alive and he's here to work in you. He's working. He's a living God and he's working. He's sharper than any two-edged sword. He is the Word of God, Jesus Christ. It says that in Revelation chapter 19, verse 13. Jesus Christ himself is the Word of God. Have you left your first love? Please go back. Please go back to your first love. It's Jesus Christ. He died on a cross. He hung there for you. He bled to death. He bled for you, friends. For you. That's how much he loves you. God the Father offered his son. He offered the best of himself. The best of himself. He knew he was going to do this from a long time. He had Abraham prepare his son as a sacrifice for his own sin. To the Lord. Abraham was going to take his own son and present him on an altar, Isaac. And as soon as he was about to, God stopped him and said, no, no. Now I know that you love me. Now I know that you believe in me. God wouldn't even call us to do that. He wouldn't even want us to offer our firstborn, but yet he offered his firstborn, his son, to you. It says in Micah 5, what shall I give the Lord? Shall I give him all the oils and the abundance of the earth? Should I give him my firstborn child? And it says, this is what the Lord requires of me, that I walk humbly with my God. That I walk humbly with my God. That's what Jesus wants, to walk with you. That's what he cares about. And look, I don't know what your status is with the Lord. I don't know what good deeds you've done and you haven't. I don't know what your faith is like. But I'm going to say to you, if you want to make sure that you're not among those people who go at the end times and says, Lord, Lord, and he's like, I don't know who you are, I would encourage you to have a prayer and devotional life to Jesus Christ, that you have a relationship with him that's solid. Because he says, I will take you out. I'll take out your lampstand. And I don't even know exactly what that means. I won't even pretend to, but I know it's not good. Amen. I know the good thing to do is just to go back to your first love of Jesus Christ. Let this message encourage you to get up and go worship Jesus Christ and solidify relationship to him. Develop a sincere relationship to Jesus Christ. That you could worship him and know him and just beg of his presence to fill you up. Because the Lord is good. He's so good. And he loves you. He loves you. Jesus, we just come before you, Lord, just thankful for what you've done on the cross. Thankful that you're so good. Thankful that you're so awesome. We just ask that you just bless us with your presence, Jesus Christ. Bless us with you. We need more of you, Lord. It's not an emotional thing we want, Lord. We genuinely want to understand and be convinced that you are our power, you are our life and our source, Jesus Christ. That you dwell within us regardless of how we feel, Lord. That this relationship is deep, God. Give us the faith to believe in you, to go back to you, to eat from you every single day, Jesus Christ. In your name we pray. Amen.